You can buy cotton filters for cigarettes, I'm told by a listener. And Petra says, the discussion on filters prompts me to consider the strange direction that the whole smoking phenomenon has evolved in. With the prospect of legalised cannabis and the bizarre explosion of vaping, I mourn the forthcoming New Zealand ban on cigars, the least harmful form of smoking, if only because many cigar smokers indulge only once or twice a week. It's also culturally highly insensitive to my Dutch sensibilities. I've enjoyed the delightful ritual of a cigar with friends for decades. I am stocking up for the next decade or so, but why should I have to? And a number of you want Lady Anne Glenconner on their list of their next dinner guests. Me too. Somebody has said, a psychiatrist has said that their practice has been offering theta burst TMS this year, just for the last few months. And he was initially sceptical, but he can say that after treating more than 30 people in the last 4 months, I've never seen such good results in 30 years of practice. He says, while not everyone initially responds, those that do are frequently able to get their lives back after years of no or partial responses to medication over many years. And somebody else says the difference between quackery magnets and youthful therapeutic magnets, or magnetism as you would say, is that the former employs static and the latter dynamic magnetic fields. Would you agree with that?
That's a really good description. Yep, I would agree.
All right. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kim. Appreciate it.
Professor Nicholas Ho, who's been leading the research, Dr. Ho, has been reading research into TMS, or transcranial magnetic treatment for depression. Yes, much approval for Deborah Manning. Martin, however, says, I work as a volunteer helping to cook and prepare meals for a community dinner every Monday in South Dunedin. I come to work, rain, hail or shine. Deborah Manning appears to have a slightly negative attitude towards volunteers. She should remember that many organisations, such as Kiwi Harvest, could not survive without them. I don't think you're being quite fair on Deborah Manning, Martin, and I'm sure she would be horrified that you took that implication from what she said. I think she just meant that she needs to be completely sure that people are going to turn up and do their job rather than taking a more liberal attitude if they want a day in bed. Not that I'm suggesting volunteers want a day in bed. Tom says, as a gay man, I have nothing good to say about any religion. You do not need religion to have an ethics framework. In fact, any religious ethics is flawed, especially Christianity, which does not give any right to interpret the word of the Bible. That means you can't cherry pick and you must obey, like stoning people who work on the Sabbath, women who wear clothing of two different threads, homosexuals. Christianity, I hadn't heard that one about women who wear clothing of two different threads. Christianity, like all religions, has no ethical framework we should follow. It only creates hate, division and war, and always will. Gosh, it's sad that this man wastes so much of his good brain agonising over such an absurd belief system as Christianity. Kiwi Harvest are doing a fantastic job, you say, at reducing food waste, but even though it is not the focus of the company, it is a shame the food isn't easily accessible. I heavily relied on dumpster diving 11 years ago when I was pregnant and suddenly found myself single without income. I did not have the ability to get food other than through the dumpster. It was a lot easier and less shameful, embarrassing and simpler than dealing with the wraparound services. I wonder now how those people in my former situation cope. Daniel says, and this goes back to Chris Cholkas, as a Christian, it's actually straightforward to describe heaven. It's the space where, as individuals, we will have time and means to do all the things one would like to have time for, visiting all the places, meeting all the people, eating always a variety of good foods, without the concern of someone or something getting in the way. Yeah, where does it say that in the Bible? Daniel? Ah, yes. When one was in India, says Dilip, this was regard to food waste and the interview with Deborah Manning. When one was in India staying with relatives in a semi-rural village, cousins only purchased vegetables that looked imperfect, marked or blemished vegetables that had not been heavily sprayed with pesticides. The presence of an insect larva in bean pod was a good sign. And with regard to Chris Cholkas, with the edict against homosexuality, Leviticus 19:19 says, keep my decrees, do not mate different kinds of animals. When I first read that, I thought you'd missed the with out, but that's something completely different, right? Do not plant your field with two kinds of seed. Do not wear clothing woven of two kinds of material. So polycotton shirts appear to be a stoning offence. Thank you for that clarification. I had never read that in the Bible. Susan says, Auckland disability law arranged for a support dog to attend sentencing in the Auckland High Court. On the day, the client turned up with two dogs, which somehow both fit with them in their wheelchair. So I imagine that was a first too.
Yes, possibly.
It's 17 minutes to 12. Yes, lots of love for that. Just the point, vinyl's made of plastic. Yes, okay. And somebody else says, just a comment on the fact that vinyl has a better dynamic range. It's a myth. It's been debunked. Don't forget you digitised before going to vinyl. Mastering for vinyl requires the sound to be less dynamic. Otherwise the needle will jump out the grooves, making it unplayable. Yes, all right. Well, it's the placebo effect then, I'm thinking. On the issue of volunteers and Deborah Manning, somebody took issue with the way Deborah said, well, you know, volunteers are all very well, but you need people to come in regular-like. Caroline says, we have volunteered for Food Share Kiwi Harvest since the first year Deborah started. It's the best place to volunteer. Deborah has created a friendly, caring community where volunteers and staff work together as a great team. Thank you for sticking up for what she said about volunteers. If it came out a bit wrong, it certainly doesn't reflect the wonderful appreciation we feel from her. Why was this nice man, you're talking about Barnaby Weir, so nonchalant about having a sound reminiscent of the Go-Betweens? They were Aussie indie legends. I would have thought it high praise indeed. You know what these musicians are like. They just prefer to be their own people, don't you think? I am, and this is in the wake of the interview with Lady Anne Glencairn. I am currently reading my Jane Gardam novels, says Tony, many of which feature people in those parts of English society that Lady Anne Glenconner would be familiar with. And what Gardam does repeatedly is to remind ageing middle-class English-bred lefties like me that these people also have demons and challenges to deal with, and that they can be noble or powerless or both in their struggles. Lady Anne is witty, perceptive and generous and could easily be a goddamn heroine. Yeah, fantastic book, actually. It's just a bundle of fun and sadness all together.